Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and in this episode, let's consider incremental health changes. Last week's episode was Alicia Mazari Anderson, and she was sharing with us the importance of discovering the genetic roots causes of health challenges, and a lot of that is tied to the foods that we eat. But how are you going to approach this? I watch people approach their dietary needs in very drastic ways. People will decide that they have to be all keto all the time or all low carb all the time, or they cut out all the fats. Years ago, I know of a couple who cut pretty much all fats out of their diet, and they started having all kinds of health issues because you need some fat in your diet. So, like, how do you do this? What's the first approach? If you've been following me for a while, you know I'm really big on incremental changes. And Alicia talked about that last week also, is make incremental changes. So when you see somebody go on a very strict diet and exercise plan, which I've seen a lot of that, people lose a lot of weight, 75, 100 pounds. They look amazing. But as soon as they go off that strict, stringent diet plan, then they quit exercising, then the weight comes back on, and before they know it, they now weigh more than they did before they ever even started the diet. And I believe that's because people get really caught up into a routine that is not sustainable. So the question becomes, what's the one thing that if you adjusted in your eating plan would make the biggest difference? So for some people, it's just planning out their menus. If they know what they're going to have, they can plan for those splurges. They can plan for the desserts. A lot of people like doing that, plan it all out. Well, how do you plan it out? Well, the first thing you can do is decide what kind of eating plan you want to go on. Do you want to just watch your calories? Do you want to watch fat intake? Or do you want to go on something like keto, paleo, or South Beach type diet where it's more protein, lower carb? You can do some research on that. And instead of getting totally caught up in reading and researching everything there is out there and spending a month on that, pick one and go. Pick one and go. Try it for a month. See what happens. See what happens. Another thing you can do is decide what you want to add more of in your diet. For me, it's a really big deal if I add more fruits and vegetables to my diet because they're not really a big thing for me, as in I don't really care for them that much. So if I add more fruits and vegetables to my diet, I'm automatically doing something better for myself because I'm adding those in. So do you need to add something in or take something out? Let's be real about it. You know what you're overindulging in. It's not rocket science. You know what it is. So just pick a plan and go. Pick a plan and go. So let's look at the 12-minute increments. You know I've got the book, 12 Minutes to Success, Reach Your Goals in 12-Minute Increments. What if you spent 12 minutes putting together your grocery list for whatever eating plan you want to do? What if you spent 12 minutes putting that together? Then you drive to the grocery store. If you only get what's on that list, you can probably make it to the checkout stand in 12 minutes because you're not going up and down every aisle and browsing and debating and contemplating and considering because you already did the pre-work. You did the pre-work and you planned out what your menus were going to be. Then spend 12 minutes prepping the food. Maybe you bought carrots and you're going to have several dishes throughout the week that have carrots in it. What if you spent 12 minutes prepping those carrots? And so they're ready to go for every meal that you needed them in. Break it down, make it something smaller, and just be sure that you're doing something that is sustainable for you. I know people who will say, I'm going to start going to the gym every day and I'm going to work out for an hour. Is that sustainable? It's sustainable for somebody who's really big into fitness and workout and like they're trainers and that's their world. But for a lot of people, that's not reasonable. I've had quite a few clients lately, their goal was to just make it to the gym and do one thing for 12 minutes, whether it was the treadmill, the Stairmaster, what's that other thing called? The elliptical. And they just did it for 12 minutes and then went home. Or once they got started and did their 12 minutes, then they were able to even go further and do it for longer. Break whatever you're doing into smaller incremental pieces and it won't be so overwhelming. Losing a bunch of weight takes time, it doesn't happen overnight, but you can start seeing shifts immediately. Give up alcohol for 2 weeks and see what happens. There's going to be some water weight loss in there. I'm just sure of it from personal experience. Sometimes you don't snack as much if you're not having beers or wine every day. Just pick the one thing. Don't try to wipe out your whole entire kitchen, your whole entire environment. Pick the one thing that's going to make the biggest difference. And then find ways to implement that change into your daily life. You do need to know where your food comes from. You do need to eat healthy food. But for all of us, it may not be possible to throw out every single thing in the house and start over. Life is meant to be lived, and it's for the living and to enjoy what's out there for us. Pick the one thing. What's the one thing you want to do to make the biggest change in your life? I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.